trying to rally the people. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Ukrainian President Zelensky releasing a video message on Instagram urging residents to not give up.
Speaking directly to the Ukrainian people, trying to keep their spirits high. Zelensky spoke today with lawmakers, urging them to implement a no-fly zone, also asking to cut the purchase of Russian oil and also facilitate fighter jets to this country. There's a real understanding that if Ukraine can hold the air, they will be able to push back the Russian forces. Russian President Vladimir Putin weighed in today, basically warning the West against implementing a no-fly zone, saying that those who would implement it would be held responsible.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Kyiv. MasterCard and Visa announced they are suspending network services in Russia after a request today from Zelensky. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Moldova after spending the day in Poland along the Ukrainian border and meeting with Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba. Fox's Rich Edson is in the capital of Moldova.
They walked on both sides of the border there. Blinken and Kuleba discussed the effort against the Russian attack in a makeshift tent along the road between the two countries. Kuleba says Ukraine will win this war despite the overwhelming force advantage of the Russian military, and he wants Western aid stepped up. Kuleba says he's grateful for the aid Ukraine has already received, though he's calling on NATO's rejection of a no-fly zone weakness.
Ukrainian officials say shelling halted plans to evacuate civilians from two cities as a ceasefire deal quickly fell apart. Police in Denver investigating after a box of human heads was stolen from a freight company's truck this week. The human remains were being transported for medical research purposes. Denver police asking anyone who finds the blue and white box marked with a label saying exempt human specimen to call them. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Ukrainians trying to flee their battle-scarred country are enduring long journeys to safety.
Sitting in a crowded hall at Przemysl train station in southeast Poland.
I'm tired.
Natasha, who's just arrived here with her 4-year-old daughter Maria, says it's awful beyond words. It's been a long journey from the family's home in the heavily bombarded city of Kharkiv on the far side of Ukraine. She says, I lost my house, I took my child, and now I live at this station. It's terrible.
У меня война идет, у меня обстрелы, у меня мины под домом. Это ужасно.
But this small station has become intensely crowded as Ukrainians escape in what the UN warns is a looming refugee crisis. In Przemysl, Poland, Simon Owen, Fox News.
Federal officials are warning some American companies of Russian cyber attacks. Fox's Jeff Paul reports.
According to government sources, federal cybersecurity officials and the FBI are reportedly working with an unnamed American pharmaceutical company. They say Russian intelligence operatives are targeting the company's top executives through ongoing malicious phishing attacks. Now, beyond that, U.S. banks are also bracing for cyber attacks from Russia. For months, the Biden administration has worked with bank executives to prepare for retaliation stemming from recent sanctions being imposed on Russia. For many major companies, though, this is nothing new. They spend billions of dollars a year to protect against cyber criminals.
Federal officials reported an 800% increase in suspected Russian cyber attacks in the 2 days after the invasion of Ukraine. North Korea on Saturday fired a ballistic missile into the sea. South Korea says a missile was fired from an area near the North Korean capital and landed in waters between the Korean Peninsula and Japan. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.